you have got to tell us the story of the family reunion. So you just had a family reunion?
Everybody left Sunday. Okay. We had my brothers and sisters and my nieces and nephews. Everybody was in town. My brother Tim, who lives in Tarpon Springs, who is the psychotherapist brother, who's the brother a year older than myself. Now, if you saw my brother Tim, you'd be like, he's not part of your family. He's like a 5'8", 130-pound, blonde hair down to like down to the middle of his neck. Who's just, he looks like a surfer dude.
Really?
I mean, he's just kind of like, and he's a psychotherapist who has this specialty that most people don't want to deal with, which he does. Which
he analyzes you?
He do, which is a specialty. Trust me. He's like, let me tell you your problem. You're a big homo. He was a graduate from Dominican High School, 1971, a year older than me. He went to Dominican. He was the biggest jock in the world. He was a great baseball player, a great football player, a great basketball player. I can remember I was a cheerleader at St. Lawrence Seminary in Mount Calvary, Wisconsin.
and they didn't even have a cheerleading squad.
But that's really none of your concern.
Can you reenact a cheer?
I could, sure.
Oh, can you?
Can I reenact a cheer?
Yes. Yeah,
oh, are you high?
Come on.
A simple pardon me. Here we go.
Okay, 1, 2, 3. All right.
Get out and fight. We're one and all behind you with all your might.
Oh, yeah.
We're here to see you through. It's victory for SLS. We're 300 strong. We're pulling loyally. And when we win, we'll raise the brown and gold men, so to say. And when we lose, we'll do the same to show the world that we're from Calvary. Get right in, fight to win this game. You raw, raw SLS. You. I was good.
That is good, man. Mm-hmm. You got that
you
down.
You must have been good, yes.
I was. I can still do a handspring.
Oh, get out.
Shut up. Shut up. Look at that old gay guy doing a handspring. I've done them in my one-man shows. People, like what I have to do now, which I didn't have to when I was, you know, 17.
Stretch. Stop halfway through and take a break.
Put on a helmet. But I do them in my one-man show. My mom shows up and she's like, you're not going to do the handspring, are you?
Okay, so everybody's in town.
They're all in town.
So this is your brother, who is the psychotherapist.
My brother, the psychotherapist, he's in town, Tim. His wife comes in, Patty, and their two kids, Kylie, Shay, and Megan. Megan, who is
two
my
kids,
God.
Kylie, Shay, and
Kylie,
Megan?
Kylie, Shay, and Megan are their two children.
Oh, Kylie, okay. Shay is one name.
Kylie, Shay is one name.
Okay.
And Megan, yeah. Megan is 11. Kylie, Shay is going to be 15.
All right.
Okay.
And Patty, his wife, who he's been married to 23 years. Like, she's, you know, she's I've known her my whole life, it seems. So they show up. Patty and the kids show up 10 days ago. They're in town for 10 days. And they're spending time with the family. You know, my sisters have them. My mom has them. And then it's time for me to have.
Oh, ooh, boy.
So you're going to host them in your place.
In my home. Which, can I tell you, it's not kid-friendly.
Yeah.
Even if the kids are 11, it's like, be careful, that's crystal.
Stop that. Put that down.
Exactly. Don't even look at it. You think that's real? That's just get away from
and
it.
You
do you need to touch everything?
Exactly.
And you want to adopt kids?
Oh, I so don't. I so don't. No. So, you know, and the reason that they've never stayed with me before is because my apartments have been way too small for, but now that, you know, Steve and I are living together, it's like we have this big apartment.
Right.
And so I says, oh no, that'll be fine. So Timmy shows up, and then Timmy and Patty and the two girls spend the first night at my house. And so what, you know, I own a couple units in this building, so what I did, I gave them the entire apartment. And I went down to another unit in my building
mm-hmm.
and spent the night there. But I didn't like take stuff. I just went down and slept there. Mm-hmm. And I get up at 6:30, 20 to 7. 7 o'clock, I'm like, oh, I think I'm late for something. I mean, I'm just up early,
yeah.
And I get everything done. Well, I get up at 6:30, and I know that I can't go upstairs to my apartment because, you know, my niece Kylie is in the one room. Timmy and Patty are in my bed, and Megan is on the couch in the living room. So there's, like, only two rooms that I can go into, and I don't want to go to the laundry room.
Yeah.
Nor do I want to go to the kitchen. I mean, so I wait till 8:30 in the morning to go up to my apartment. Everyone is sleeping. I'm like, my entire apartment is full of sleeping people, which means there's beds to be made, there's towels to be washed, there's some sort of dishes that they used after I went down to bed. I'm like, somebody's got to get these people up.
You are so gay.
I'm not really that gay. I'm just really fussy.
You're very fussy.
So I leave.
You had to be like a caged tiger down in that apartment from 7 to 8:30.
What did you do?
I watched the Today Show, thinking that I just gotta get upstairs. There's stuff to do because I know something's out of place.
And you couldn't go into the kitchen and start doing the dishes and start clanking them around and start waking people up.
No, it's my the 15-year-old, and they had just been to the American Idol the night before. I mean, it was like
John. They were on vacation.
Oh, I know. I know. I should have respected that, but. Can I tell you, I'll pay for them to stay somewhere. I will.
So
they get there that one night, and so then I leave. I have stuff to do. I had to be somewhere at 10 o'clock, so I just left really early, went down to Altair and had a cup of coffee, and then went to my appointment.
So they were just still sleeping, and you never woke them up?
No, never woke them up. Left at, 9 o'clock, got back at noon.
Still sleeping?
No, they were all gone.
The beds weren't made?
How do you not make a bed for someone when you're staying at someone's house?
Okay, yeah, can I tell you?
That's rude.
It wasn't rude.
Yes, it is.
No, it wasn't. They were about ready to come back and deal with it all, but I got...
You have to deal with it before you go.
No, it was fine. It was fine. So they come back, and Patty was like, oh, my Lord, we were just, I'm sorry, but I'm like, that's fine. Everything's fine. The beds are made. It's vacuumed. Everything is set. And so I thought they were on their way to my mom's house, but they loved my place. So Timmy says, this is Timmy. Hey, this is great. Everything's great. Do you mind if we just spend tonight here? No, I don't mind much. I really don't mind. Things are fine. I'm really glad you're going to be here. I'm so glad to see you. My family's here. And they're like, God, my apartment. And Steve is up in Door County. Steve's family lives in Door County. Mm-hmm. So he's up there for 3 days. He's not around. So I'm down in this unit by myself. And I called Steve. I says, are you coming home tonight? I says, because I'm still in apartment 302. And he's like... You're still down at 302 now. I'll come back tomorrow. I'm like, so I don't have my apartment? My boyfriend's not home? What kind of life am I living?
And you can't vacuum.
I can't vacuum. So, and the reason they were home, which is the true story of my life this last week, was the fact that my sister, Colleen Mary Margaret, who lives in Cedarburg with my sister, Mary Margaret.
Yeah, Maureen Mary Margaret and Colleen Mary Margaret.
Of course.
She organized the first annual family photo.
A
big family, 23, 24. Well, there were supposed to be 23. I made it 24 because the big discussion all week was
Steve was in the family picture.
I'm like, you betcha. It's like, well, the family was great with it. Mom was a little like, so what happens if, I'm like, what happens what? If what? We'll just take a big black marker and mark them off. What do you mean? What happens what? But we have never had a family. The last family portrait done, my sister Maureen wasn't born yet.
Okay.
So Maureen,
who was way overdue.
Yeah, way overdue. And it was great. All the nieces and nephews were in, all the brothers and sisters, my mom, and my partner.
So how did the photographer handle it?
Well, the photographer never really got it till finally he says, now your wife is... I'm like, I don't have a wife. I'm a homo. This is my boyfriend. So places as a family. Like, oh
and then what did he do?
And he put us in the back. I'm like, that's right. Gay people to the back. So then we had individual family portraits. Can I tell you?
Yeah.
It got to the individual family photos, and my sister Colleen had her family, and then Maureen had hers, and Jimmy had his, and Timmy had his, and Michael had his, and then the photographer was like, "Well, do you two guys?" No, we don't. We're going to wait until we adopt our children. The Siamese, Siamese twins who are emotionally disturbed because that's all they give to gay people.
You are never going to adopt kids. You can't handle an 11-year-old.
I can't.
I want to see you with a toddler.
Well, that was last
bang.
That was last Monday. It was my, I should have brought the itinerary. We had a family 10-day itinerary. All the events that were planned.
Did
Colleen
you
and
make
Marie,
up this itinerary?
Colleen did. Colleen is so good at it, too. So every day was planned for the family. What was going on, all the events. And last Monday, my, you know, that's my only day off is Monday, I had the family dinner. So everybody came down to our place and for a family dinner. And everybody is including my 3-year-old niece, my 8-year-old niece, and my 10-year-old nephew, who are like, you got any games? Well, no. Well, let's play with the glasses. I mean, it's like, oh, my God. That's, what are they doing? That's a piece of stained glass. Don't play checkers on the stained glass.